This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Tommy Robinson's on fire. He's with us at least another 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Rob New, Owen Schroyer, Jake Lloyd, our reporters at the scene of the third bombing. Two today, one a week ago in Austin, Texas. It looks like anti-gentrification attacks. The reason I say that is they've said they're going to start attacking and bombing and shooting. They've already attacked old people, cat cafes, weird meth head white people leading usually mentally ill minorities. I'm not just saying that. It's usually like mentally ill minorities led by white people, communists. So, and I'm not like trying to virtue signal towards the minorities that are the majority now in most areas. It's communist white dirtbags leading it, okay? And that's what it is. And then they're funded by big foundations and drive around in Jaguars and Mercedes. And when we looked up some of these people, we infiltrated some of their meetings, we put some PIs on them, and they're all rich kids. So I thought they were just meth heads or something in their mom's basement. No, these are corporate people. Their parents make $1 million a year, $500,000 a year. One of them heads up Time Warner here in town. And then they're out there leading this crap. I mean, these are evil people. So, yeah, we've been falling into your houses and stuff, trying to threaten our reporters and stuff. We've got at least 20 of the leadership of Antifa, where you live, what you're doing. We're not playing games, okay? And Tommy Robinson isn't playing games. I want to make an announcement coming up in the next segment. This one's short. But, Tommy, other key tidbits about the Antifa attacking you, your female camera person, all of this stuff. You talk about what happened when the cameras were knocked out of your hands. What, more on the missing minutes.
So the missing minutes, and the reality is, since I went independent, and everyone who's been working with me have been working with me voluntarily because we didn't have funding and we didn't have support. So George, Cale and Lucy, and then we've been making do with not good equipment. So we weren't ready and our equipment weren't great. We should have body cams, we should have cameras on the cars, but we didn't have because we're just starting to get organized now.
And don't get into too much details, but exactly, you don't even have money for solid-state body cams. You guys have already infiltrated, we can't get into it, but then the system failed.
Yeah, system failed, yeah.
Keep going.
So basically, without saying too much, we want to help, or we want to do to Antifa what they've done to us. We want to make sure that everyone, exactly what you said, I'll be honest with you. We had two of their lead people, we've had people sat outside their houses with cameras photographing them and their movements, and these people think they're invisible. They think that no one knows who they are or where they are. And they think that they can sit there and they can put people's addresses out and they can make threats to kill and murder and they can incite violence against anyone who has a different opinion without there being a repercussion. And I'm not talking about violent repercussions. I'm talking about exposés on who they are and what they're up to.
Well, if I told Antifa in Austin who has now been watching them on their own time, they would crap their britches. I mean, former intelligence heads of the most elite military units, you name it, just are just tired of it. And I think now they're going to false flag their own people to blame us. So we don't want any violence against them. We're just going to catch them in crimes and make sure they go to prison.
Yeah, and that's what, to be honest, I'd sit confidently and say that those men that attacked us, they wouldn't have heard the end of it. So they will, and the thing is, they wear their masks, they hide their identity, and they think they're invisible. And at some point, those masks are going to get pulled down, and they're going to have cameras in their faces, and then we're going to see what the men they are.
Well, you're too strong, you're too dedicated, you're too focused, you're too manly. You got to worry about the government that's been hijacked by the globalists and Sadiq Khan, the city you live in. They're so arrogant, I think they're going to probably try to kill you. They don't understand I'll turn you into a martyr, but they just don't get it. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, what they've done is, so they let terrorists in. They know who these terrorists are. They watch them, they do nothing. They let them blow things up. They're all on the watch list. And then they use those crimes and those terrorist attacks to bring in new laws to take away more freedom, and then those laws that they bring in, they use against us. They put on us. They put on Lauren Southern. She's held under the Terrorism Act today arrested under terrorist legislation and deported from our country. Meanwhile, bearded jihadis just stroll back.
That's right. Stay right there. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Islamicists at a mosque learn from one of their operatives that Tommy Robinson is at a McDonald's with his camera lady, and then they come over and attack the woman to get the camera, viciously start beating her. She fights back, he fights back, and then they run as cowardly scum, and the police are all there and do nothing. Tommy Robinson is our guest at the bottom of the hour. Then we have reporters on the scene of the third bombing in Austin. You cannot make this up. So we're going to talk to Owen Schroyer, then Rob Dew, and, of course, Jake Lloyd. And then this has been in the works for 6 months. I want to publish his book, Muhammad's Quran. It's already a bestseller in Europe here in the U.S. because I want you to hear what Muhammad actually said. And then I want to hire him. But I said, let me finish up with all this stuff till I know the budget. I just can't wait. They keep hitting us with other torpedoes. We're moving forward. That's why I gave $20,000 to Project Veritas. Because they do incredibly great work. And the lawyers told me, they said, the footage they have of the New York Times and YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook saying, you're public enemy number one, Alex Jones is the enemy, plus anybody else that spreads American flags. They said, well, we ban Alex Jones or anything like him or anything like American flags. We hate America. I mean, it's on video. These are globalists. And then a lot of people that used to even be listeners, they go, oh, I'll be promoted by YouTube and make money if I attack Alex Jones. So they flip. And then people think, oh, look, you're being censored. You're not winning. No, I am winning. I'm changing the world. Look, people think about only themselves. It's like if you had neighbors upstream, this is a point Ted Nugent made last week when I was at his house, and they're crapping in the river and it's coming down to your house, they don't have a right to do that. Okay? And that's where we are. So we're changing the world. We expect to get attacked. They're always like, ah, we're going to kill you. We're going to shut you up. Like, we get that. Okay, we're here to stop you so all these innocents don't get run over. It's an instinct. It's a spirit. It's not like trying to be a hero. You can't roll over when you see him kidnapping little girls like he did in his town. He owned a tanning bed company. He was making money, middle class, and I had a big, nice house. I know Robin's story. I remember seeing demonization about him 10 years ago and halfway believing it, my own self. They took his house. They put him in prison. They tried to kill him. Now he's stronger than ever. So he's not doing this for his own self. He's doing it because in the town he was in, it turned out 4,000 little girls were groomed for sex. Many of them kidnapped. Many of them killed. Many of them disappeared. This is an evil British pedophile government allied with Islam because under its tenets of radical Islam, it follows pedophilia. And everybody knows about the giant scandals of pedophilia in England. The secret dungeons, the torture, the murder of little kids, the prime minister slit little girls' throats. All that's coming out. The BBC is basically a giant pedophile cult. So, London Telegraph, pedophile cult runs UK, cannot be released, will destroy national security. That's a headline. That's top police saying we are run by pedophiles who are devil worshippers. You cannot make that up. What are harems? They're slave pits of women. And Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old, so Turkey's legalizing sex with 9-year-olds right now. You cannot make this up. So, I'm going to donate $20,000 we don't have because we need last year, we brought in even more capital than we did the election year. We thought that was crazy. But because we sold stuff at such low prices, we brought in less money aggregate. But this year, it's accelerating because I just cut prices too much. Last day of the sale, free shipping, and 30 to 80% off all these bestsellers. The average 50% off. It's got to end because we're selling out of the stuff. And Tim Frugier explained, he said, yeah, this is the most money we ever brought in, but it's only 5% money we keep. Alex, you got to stop. We got some other great sales tomorrow, but take advantage of these. Go click the support us donate button. But I'm giving $20,000 because I've learned they got a bunch of crappy cameras. They don't have body cams. They need it. They can get even better intel. So I'm giving the director right now to wire to Tommy Robinson $20,000 by tomorrow so they can get the equipment they need. They've got them trying to break in their houses, surveilling them, trying to infiltrate them. I mean, it's been amazing what's been going on to these guys. But it's like a James Bond movie, but this is the real world where the real James Bonds have $200 cameras that are broken. So I'm sitting $20,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Takes a lot to do all this, but I need you to go to his website. Let's put it on screen, because he's got a new website. It's Tommy Robinson. Now, there's the website. What is the best place? You've got a lot of these. Is it TommyRobinson.online, that awesome site? Okay, let's fade his audio back up because he didn't have his audio faded up. I'm gonna get this right this time. What's the best website, Tommy?
TommyRobinson.online. And Alex, you'll get value for money because, you know, like, since going independent, we haven't got the funds. And even like this Sunday, because they stopped Martin Selner speaking in London and they deported him, I've said they may have stopped the speaker, but they won't stop the speech. So I'm going to go to Speaker's Corner. We have 300 years of history at Speaker's Corner. Some of the most controversial figures in our country's history have spoke there, from George Orwell to Karl Marx. And our government think they can stop that. Speaker's Corner has been taken over by radical Islamic jihadists. That's the only people that go there to promote their religion. Well, this Sunday at 3 o'clock, the battle for Speaker's Corner begins. Now, I know I'm going there, but we don't have the money, or we haven't had the money to get proper security. You've just given us the money to get proper security, so thank you very much. We can also get the proper equipment, and I guarantee you people will see value for money with the money you've given us, because we're going to get straight back out there.
Well, let's be clear. We haven't even struck an operational plan. We've come out for 6 months to try to get you the proper studio and, you know, do the right things. I don't want to step on rebels' toes, so now you can work with us. But expanding on that, Tommy, it is critical that everybody else donate, because that is just a drop in the bucket. So let me give people the website. Again, it's TommyRobinson.online. Whether it's $5, $25, or, you know, 50 pounds, because it's in pound denominations, they're on PayPal. Get in there, folks. Donate today, because this is frontline patriots, completely outnumbered in a last-ditch effort. But people are responding. They're getting involved. What they're scared of is your leadership, you know, your marches through no go zones, and the fact that only Muslims are allowed to have free speech now in the UK. I've seen it myself where Muslims are allowed to speak, but nobody else is. This has to be stood up against. This is absolutely devastating. So, again, people need to go to your website.
And that's vice versa, Alex, because, you know, if it wasn't for organizations and channels like yourself, if it wasn't for people like yourself, and the only way, you know, you're coming under attack from everywhere. Every legal suit they can do, they can sue you to try and bring you down, financially destroy you. That's what they're doing. They're doing exactly the same to all the people. And the only way they'll survive is with the public support. So whether that be on my website or join on InfoWars and all the things that you're doing, or on your shop, it's what helps you do it. But not just by helping you do it. You give people like myself and people across Europe and people across the world who don't have a platform. If it wasn't for organisations or alternative media first giving me interviews and giving me platforms, no one would have, we wouldn't have got up there. So whilst you're asking people to support us, you've just given us £20,000. You've given us the opportunity. So I'd rather people were supporting InfoWars and helping them grow and get bigger, and, as you said, change the world.
And, you know, something we need to do is, when these donations come in, we need to give people credit when they want it, kind of like Ron Paul used to do. We don't even have the infrastructure. We can team up. Whoever's building your websites, we want to launch some new ones that are really slick and nice, like you've got. InfoWars is kind of informational. NewsWars looks really good, but I like, you know, the look of your new site, the team you've got. And so when we get off air today, we're going to talk about it, because I've waited too long. I'm trying to hire some other people. I'm just trying to budget it. So the listeners will just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the products, click on the support, donate to us. No, I mean, I gave $100,000 to help round up pedophiles and document that. That is set to be come out on television. I don't have any stake in that. I'm not trying to make money off that production. I just knew that they were blocking what was happening, so I funded it. Same thing here, $20,000. Project Veritas is now giving us the keys to win these lawsuits with Google, Facebook, and Twitter admitting they're doing it because of our political views, not for what they claim. We now can win these lawsuits. We don't want to launch them. We have to make them back off. We have to sue the people that filed false complaints. We have to sue, you know, folks that sue us saying, you know, we can't have a painting of Pepe the Frog. You know, they're coming after our free speech. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and also go to Mr. Robbins' website. Because it's critical for everybody to understand this is a war, and people that are willing to risk their lives out there, like Tommy Robinson, need your financial support today. And I'm not going to sit here while he does a great job in the field but fumbles around trying to get money for year after year after year after year when they're trying to put his ass in prison. We need to give him the equipment he needs for the information war. So go there and donate today and also buy products that you need that are great at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Into the broadcast, Alex Jones here. If you're listening to us on radio stations and TV stations, you are getting past the censors. They're trying to block us everywhere. We have Tommy Robinson joining us. We have Kalen, one of his amazing camera crew. Also want to get Lucy on, the woman who gave as good as she got when the cowardly Antifa thugs tried to climb on top of her. But during the break, I was asking Mr. Robinson what's coming next. And he was just telling me amazing things. I mean, he is, just like Nigel Farage woke up people politically, this is the next Nigel Farage for the next level. And if you knew his story, it is incredible how he's fighting racism, how he founded the English Defense League, and then it got infiltrated by racists, so he left it and exposed it. And he's just a great guy, a great father, a great patriot. He's gone through so much. He's got this great crew of people that... I want to link up with Paul Joseph Watson, who, again, is so humble. He's just a rock star politically, you know, here in the U.S. and the U.K. When I've been in public with him in the U.K., he gets mobbed. We have to use the popularity to culturally win, or they're going to shut us down in our houses. And Paul finally got that. He said, I know, I got to do more videos, I got to get on the street, it's true, I'm not going to let them shut me down. So the fact they're trying to suppress him, he's a seed, he's going to grow. But I think when I team these guys up together, I mean, I think the strength of them is going to be frightening, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking, like with Owen Schroyer and others, people that will surpass what I've done. That's true victory. We're not in competition with other media, any of it. We're in competition with tyranny to defeat it. So, Tommy Robinson, and you were telling me donations are coming in. I want to thank the listeners. That's great. And, of course, Kalen, one of your great camera folks, you guys have got the floor for the last 7 minutes. Tell us what's coming next.
What's coming next? We want to build... We want to take over the media. That's what we want to do in Europe. We want to be the people. We already are. Every time there's a terrorist attack, my name trends. Everyone searches for the truth. When they're searching for the truth, they're searching for us.
And your average video gets 5 million views now. I mean, CNN doesn't have that in 10 hours.
No, that's why they're trying to silence us. That's why they're hating us. But one thing I'd like to say is, whilst I've got the opportunity on the platform, I wouldn't be able to do it with the people who support me. And I certainly wouldn't be able to have done any of it, any of the videos, without Kalen, without George, without Lucy, because people give me the credit because they see me on the end of the camera, but they're risking their lives every time. They're walking into mosques for me. They're walking into hostile environments for me. They're coming under attack. George was coming under attack. Lucy come under attack. So they're putting their lives on the line, and they don't really get any gratitude for it. No. In fact, they get slagged off by people for it. So, so that's mine. So I won't be able to do it without them guys. So, yeah,
let me ask him a question then before you talk about what's coming next. Kalen, I'm familiar with your work over the last few years with Tommy. Where does this courage come from? Because they target you guys with the cameras first. I mean, what do you do when 8 guys are trying to beat you up? I mean, you don't come off as like a hooligan or anything, just a nice artistic type fellow. But, I mean, I guess you're not going to let them suppress your speech. Is that it?
Well, I think when you know that there's millions of people that are going to be behind the camera lens, you kind of feel a sense of courage anyway, and you know that what they're doing is wrong. And in general, what you're doing is right. What you're showing is right. What you're exposing is right. What you're saying is right. And so that sort of gives you a sense of, of courage, of being able to just follow through with what's going to happen. You know, yeah, you might get seriously injured and things like that might happen, but you still have so many other people who are on side, who are watching what's going on, and it is the right thing to do. And production value is our best weapon. That's the thing that we have that's blowing everyone else out of the water, that's terrifying the mainstream media. And that's the number one thing that just drives me to do all of this. I used to work in the mainstream media before this, and I used to just basically take their tactics and bring it here, and it's terrifying everyone. And that's where it all comes from, because you know that regardless of what happens, regardless of how bad it gets, in the end, what you're doing is still the right thing. And I think we're still on the right side of history, and that's where it all comes from.
And let's talk about real horror. I mean, I heard you 10 years ago They said, oh, this racist, horrible guy's been put in prison. He says that they're grooming thousands of girls in his town for sex slavery. And then it came out later, a bunch of them got killed. They got shipped overseas. They chop them up and feed them to people out of kebab stands. I mean, I used to think you were crazy. Because who believes this about, and then it's all true. And then now it's back in the news about grooming today. I mean, folks, Islamic countries are hell holes unless it's Jordan or something. I mean, and then they're seen as heretics. It's women can't drive cars. My God, they're selling women on slave blocks. Explain to people what we're up against.
The grooming case has just come out today in the city of Telford. They've got 1,000 victims. Telford's a small town. There's not many Muslims there. There's 1,000 victims. We found out that five people have been murdered. And it's all been covered up. It's all been covered up. One of the victims, they set fire to her sister and her mother. They burned them to death. The Muslim men that were raping them burned them to death. We're only just hearing about it now. This has been going on.
By the way, I had them in my stacks. Finally, the BBC has a report. Inquiry call over Telford child sex exploitation. Boom. I mean, this is, explain how this happens. Because the police won't touch the Muslims, so literally 50-year-old men are grooming your 9-year-old daughters. Go ahead.
The BBC have only just reported on that, as you see, 1 hour ago. They've been silent. This has been going. Other media have been talking about this for 24
you
hours.
You broke this. You broke this 10 years ago.
Yeah, but when I remember going on a show with Jeremy Paxman. Jeremy Paxman was the biggest, most hostile interviewer in the country. And I sat and said to him, and people can watch back the video, I said, our daughters, not your daughters, our daughters, you don't know what we're talking about. We do. Our daughters, our sisters are being pimped, they're being beaten, they're being raped across this country by gangs of Muslim men. And he looked at me like I was stupid. He looked at me like and then years on, and I even remember after that, when I walked through Luton and I met another man, he said, out of all the things you could have spoke about, why did you speak about gangs of Muslim men targeting young English girls and he looked at me like that, and I see the same man years later, and he said, I can't believe it. I've watched everything. Everything you spoke about. I said, because I had a conversation this week, Alex, with another father who I'm going to go meet at the end of the week, whose daughter was 12 years old. They were gang raping her. They took her into a park. They poured petrol over her, pretending to set her on fire to terrify her. And this is another case.
That's to put them into Stockholm. That's to put them simulated. They'll do it with a gun or gasoline to put them into simulated Stockholm syndrome, to put them into to submit to them.
Yeah, that's it. And this is not just, it's not just about raping the women for their sexual gratification. It's about destroying them. One girl, they took her tongue, 12 years old, and they nailed it to a table. Another young girl, they got a hot iron rod with the letter M, and they burned it and heated it, and they scalded it on her bum when she was 11 years old because she was the property of Muhammad. And if you stop the average man in the British street, they won't even know that. They will not even know this has happened. And that is a true crime. If a woman gets her hijab pulled off, it's on world news. Our daughters are getting scalded on their bum with the property of Muhammad. They're getting their tongues nailed to tables. They're being raped from one end of this country to the other. And we're supposed to just tolerate and put up with it, because if not, we're racist or extremists. The Home Office are labelling me an extremist who incites religious and racial hatred for simply talking about these crimes, because it's wrong and it has to be spoken
about.
And
then let me raise this then. Now it's finally breaking. Another town, 1,000 girls, 5 of them dead, sex slavery, branding their asses. Excuse me. I mean, this makes me want to go berserk. Why is it now breaking? Just because they can't hide it anymore? More people recognize it? It's coming out.
Since 2009, if you look at the arrest rate is a steady flow like this. And then the English Defence League forms. And then it explodes. Because no longer, when the world's media were coming into our streets, and men were marching and screaming and shouting and holding up signs saying, our daughters are not halal meat. They could hide it no longer. They've done everything they could, but they could hide it no longer. And now the cat's out of the bag, but they're still, they haven't even scratched the top
of it. Stay there. Tommy Robinson, folks, one of the greatest living patriots with his great career. I want to get a final comment from both of them about what's coming next. This is amazing. And then we've got our report, the scene of the third bombing. We've got multiple, we got deaths. We're going to talk about it all here in Austin, probably communist bombings. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we now take you to the year 2018. For more than 10 million radical Islamists have been brought into Europe in just the last 5 years. The UK is desperately trying to pull out of the unelected EU. But the grandson of the most powerful Nazi industrial family, who privately owns Luxembourg via German paratroopers taking it, has pledged to break up the United States and defeat Trump. This isn't fiction. This is March 12, 2018. I'm Alex Jones. We've had three bombings in the last week, two today, fatalities. We've got people injured. We've got just a mile from our warehouse, not our broadcast facility, but our warehouse, a bomb has gone off. We've got our crew there. We're about to go to them. I'm not saying Antifa did it, but they're a violent group. It says they're going to attack people that are gentrified, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, if they're not from the neighborhood. They're attacking cat sanctuaries, physically attacking people, mugging people. They are just the filth of the earth, just vicious people with Satan tattoos and hammers and sickle tattoos. And I'm not saying tattoos are bad. I'm saying the tattoos they have are very evil. Just the scum of the earth. And now we've had Antifa scum at a radical jihadi communist mosque of Kurds discover that Mr. Robinson was around the street. They came over and attacked him. He fought back. Just in closing, what else is coming up? You're very, very busy. You're on the ground. If your associate, the camera guy, wants to pop back in, he's welcome. But just tell us what's coming next and any other key points.
Well, when I leave here now, I'm going to drive straight to Calais. I'm going to drive to Calais to sit down with Lauren Southern to hear about her ordeal being held by customs today in the UK. Do you know one of the things they said to her, Alex? They said to her, what's your view on, would you intend to run over Muslims with a vehicle? What would you think about that? Now, could you imagine Muslims coming to the UK and they sat them down and asked them these sort of questions? And that's what they've asked her. They've painted her as a Christian extremist. They've questioned her a lot about why she's meeting me. And I'll tell you the true reason for this. Me and Lauren Southern were about to partner up, and hopefully still will. We're about to partner up and do some videos together, and I think it worried them. I think the support base would have worried them, and so they've done every step they've made in the last week, everything they're doing, even when it comes to statements they're making in the media, it's all because they're worried, and they should be worried. They should be worried because right now we're connecting and speaking to more people than ever before. People are realising they've been lied to. The trust in the media is gone. The trust in the police is gone. People are looking elsewhere now for people that will lead them. I want to lead them. I want to lead people. I want to educate them. I want to help them. I want to show them exactly what's happening on our streets. And so long as we can stay alive doing it, what's next is we're going to expose so many problems in this country. And the thing is, when they make their decisions like they just made to ban Brittany Pettibone and deport them, they do our job. They red pill so many people. But this Sunday, I'll be in Speaker's Corner giving a speech. I'll be reading out Martin Selner's speech, the speech that he was due to give. I'll be there this Sunday, and it will be the battle of Speaker's Corner. The police and the government thought that they would prevent this by stopping the people coming into our country. Instead, they've just created a massive swell of support. Thousands of people will be coming to Speaker's Corner, and hopefully, for the first time, it won't be ruled by Muslims this Sunday.
And by the way, I want to pick up your feed and come here Sunday. What time is that so I can line it up so we have live coverage? I'm on 4 to 6 already, but that would be basically at 10 at night where you're at. So what time is it?
It'll be 3 p.m. Sunday, Speaker's Corner. And all I want to do is when I met Martin Selner last night, I said I couldn't care if you were handing me the Communist Manifesto to read. The point of this is not about Martin Selner. It's not about Brittany. It's about free speech. It's about the history of our country. It's about 300 years of history of people being able to go there with controversial ideas and put them out and give their opinion.
Now, this is so big. This is so big. 9 a.m. Sunday, I'm coming in, and we're going to cover this live. So we have multiple feeds, please. I'm going to try to get Paul Watson to go and be with you there, because I'm telling you, just like I got him to go on air, if I can just get him in the street, it's going to be huge, because it's amazing. I know his girlfriend doesn't want him to get killed, but this is the real fight here, and we've got to expose these people and just hear the horrible vileness. But I know the Muslims radical. Sorry, go ahead.
I have a feeling that this Sunday, for the first time in Britain's history, someone will be prevented from talking. A British man will be stopped from speaking at Speaker's Corner. Karl Marx, from Lenin, to all controversial figures have spoke there. But right now, the difference is right now in this era, we have a Muslim population that is not allowed to be offended or upset. So I wait to see the government's tactic or the police's tactic. I expect to either be held, grabbed, or in a car crash before Sunday. Time will tell.
All right, that's Tommy Robinson. I will call you as soon as the broadcast is over in 20 minutes, and I got to get on the road. You've got so much coming up. Let's just get this planning done, because we've been talking a lot the last 6 months. You've been like, hey, let's do it. And now you're out of Rebel, your contract, we can do it. So I'm very excited, and we're going to wire you $20,000 today. We're going to get that done, and people should donate there again at TommyRobinson.online. And folks can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. People are taking action. They're not rolling over and hiding in the suburbs and ignoring what's going on. This is on. This is the fight against the globalists, the fight for free speech. This is the 21st century tyranny. You know, people faced Hitler. They faced Lenin. They faced Mao. We are facing the globalists, the mega corporations that are running this, and we're going to defeat them. We're going to expose them. Tommy Robinson, I salute you and your team. Oh, and please, as soon as we can get Lucy Brown on, she's amazing. Go ahead.
I'll get her to message Nico now. She'll be happy to come on. And do you know why? Do you know what I said? I looked at her, and Lucy's from a completely different background from me. She's a quiet girl, a lovely girl. She did not hold back. And afterwards, I just went, Lucy, come here, darling. I love you.
By the way, she's a good-looking lady. But how old is she? I guess she has the gray hair. I thought she was older, but then she looks young.
She's 27, and she comes after them. There's a little video clip of her going after them, and she pulls one out one of their masks, saying, "You think you're a big man?" But she again, I don't want to. She can go through all this with you herself. She can go through all this with you herself. But I absolutely respected her that day.
Let me tell you, it gets me excited seeing a woman kicking a commie's ass when he jumped on her first. That little piece of crap.
Oh,
runs.
She
grabs his nose, and he's like, "Oh, you didn't know."
She wedgied him.
I want to talk to you soon, my friend. Tommy Robinson, we salute you.
Cheers, Alex. Thanks. Thanks for the support, man.
Wow, this is just epic. Man, I tell you, I was crazed when I first saw this footage for Saturday. Let's go to Owen Schroyer at the site of the third bombing in a week, 2 in Austin with a fatality. He's off Montopolis in southeast Austin. Owen, thank you for out there with your live streams reaching hundreds of thousands while we've been live. Tell us what you discovered.
Well, Alex, when I first got here, I arrived from the South Point. It's actually Riverside, and I came up Vargas, and I was coming up on the street that it actually happened at, which is right behind us here, and the name of it is Gallandino. And this is the second explosion today, third explosion in Austin in 3 weeks. And when I first got here, Alex, we were literally the first media on the scene, and we got exclusive footage, actually, on our live Facebook feed because we were able to walk around and interview some of the people on the street before the police investigation came in and shut the road down. But basically, you had the explosion happen, which was only about 5 miles from here earlier this morning, that killed a 17-year-old boy and then significantly wounded the woman that was in the house as well. And then you had this explosion happen just a few hours after. The extent of the injuries of the woman that either opened the package or found the package, I'm not sure whether she opened it or she just discovered it and then it detonated. Her injuries I've not been made aware of, but we do know they were significant. There was a second woman in the house who we believe was the owner of the house, an older woman in a wheelchair. She was able to make it out okay. That's what the neighbors reported to me. They saw her coming out. She got out okay, while the other one had to be taken.
Well, that's great news. Well, what about how far they pushed the cordon back, some of the things that are happening there? I know you're nice to the police, and that's fine, but some of them have been acting a little bit thuggish, I heard.
Well, there was an individual, and there was a moment that was a bit strange, and yes, I didn't want to push my luck given the circumstances, but right now, the scene, basically, you can see here that this entire street, Vargas, at least I know, north of Galindo Street, is totally blocked and totally being looked at as a...
You said that they've been searching people's houses, correct? Not just the one that was bombed.
Yes, they did do a sweep of other houses.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about this live exclusive coverage from the site of what's probably coming.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Strange days found
us. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
They're going to destroy us.
Strange days.
Crank it up for a minute. Most of the war room for like 30 minutes till Owen gets back. And we got Rob New out there and Jake Lloyd, both of them doing a great job at the site of the third bombing. By the way, everyone that's been bombed in the last week is black. So, it's a white supremacist mental patient teenager. Or it's some type of Mexican mafia deal, because that all over the country, Mexican mafia does not like black folks and tries to drive them out. That's a well-known major friction there. Or it's some type of weird South by Southwest related deal. Or it's Antifa, because they're prime suspects, because they're always saying they're going to attack everybody, but not generally black people. So I have no idea what's going on here. Owen Schroyer, what do you think's going on? Three bombings, two of them today. Obviously, the first one was a test. You know, your average high school student, though, doesn't know how to make a pipe bomb or a bomb that will actually kill somebody. So is this Theodore Kaczynski part two? I mean, what are they going to try to frame right-wingers? I mean, we're just speculating right now. The media will say, Jones says he knows it's anti-fur. Jones says it's actors. They're all lies. What do you think? What have the locals told you? What's your takeaway there on the scene of the third bombing?
Well, Alex, obviously more questions than answers right now, considering the nature of the event is what we know. Somebody just dropped a package off and then left. As far as reporting any individual from the scene of the crime, nobody really knows. There were FBI interviews where they talked to neighbors. They said that they reported a suspicious individual, but that was yesterday, which might actually be important because the two bombings today both took place within about 5 miles here in East Texas, one a little bit more north, this one a little bit more south, but both on the east side of town. Of course, the fatal one earlier, the fatal one 3 weeks ago, we're still yet to hear the injuries of this. As far as what's behind it, I mean, I think that that's kind of what's got everybody scratching their heads right now. There's some other theories out there about, you know, perhaps there's people are trying to get a bit of a change into the neighborhood right now. There's new houses coming up, old ones being torn down. But after talking to the neighbors, the one thing that I noticed that all the neighbors said is that this is a pretty tight-knit community. Everyone here pretty much knows each other, and most of the people that have lived here for a long time, from when they were kids even to this point. So it's very strange to them to be thinking that somebody would be doing this targeting individuals in the neighborhood. All of them felt like it could have been any of their houses. They don't think that it was actually picked out by choice to be that woman today or that teenager before.
Sure, and they're having a press conference right behind that we're monitoring. They're telling us, we think the bombings are related. Yeah, no, you know what, Sherlock.
Right.
But I do want to kind of hear what's in that real quick. So why don't you go over? I know you probably can't get your mic up there on the live deal, but let's just look at the background and some of what's going on, and I'll narrate over this. So Owen Schroyer is walking over into the press conference. See if we can hear any of this.
Team from FBI San Antonio in Austin. They now have their Dallas team coming here to assist us as well. And the ATF is bringing in their national response team to Austin in addition to help support.
All right, that's one of the local feeds. We've got the acting police chief.
We're together a task force that will work jointly.
Chief Manley.
Include this investigation, and we are.
All right, that's enough. Let's go back to Owen.
Responsible.
Let's stay with Jake Lloyd's feed of the press conference, but let's have Owen walk away so he doesn't disrupt it and continue to give us his analysis.
Okay, Alex. So like I said, this was an incident that all of the neighbors and everybody here don't think was purposely targeting that individual. They don't feel that the lady whose house it was actually, I believe it was her daughter that was in the house that suffered the injuries. The old lady who's lived there for a long time. Again, neighbors who've lived on the street are like, yeah, I've known her my whole life. And they don't believe that she would have been targeted by anyone. She was able to get out in her wheelchair without sustaining too many injuries, but her daughter had to be taken out. You know, Alex, I think that most of the people here, they talk about how, there's a lot of crime in this area. Sometimes there's drug raids that cause a lot of attention. You might even get a gunshot every once in a while, a stabbing. So something that would cause a crime scene event. But they think that perhaps this area was targeted because of that reason, that a individual could come into this area, be suspicious, walk around in a hood and kind of get away with it because activity like that maybe happens here more often than
sure, they targeted a high crime area thinking it would have too many leads for the police to find out who did it.
Right. So the only leads, again, I was speaking to a lot of the same neighbors that the FBI and police were investigating. And again, InfoWars was actually the first crew on scene here, Alex. We were here before.
Okay, we just lost his feed. We're going to try to get that back up. Owen Schroyer doing a great job. I had no exaggeration. Over 100 articles I wanted to get in today, and a bunch of clips the crew did a great job getting, and I just went down the rabbit hole with the attack on free speech, Tommy Robinson, the bombing here in Austin, so many other articles on newswars.com I didn't get to. I'm going to play some of these clips before Owen gets back once the war room kicks off. So I guess those live feeds should probably be, InfoWars live cover, or like InfoWars on the scene of bombings in Austin. And then we can get Owen back in here to cover it. But I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to. One of these is on newswars.com. Farage rips EU over targeting of Poland, Hungary, and blistering parliament speech. Yeah, they're threatening to basically invade them if they don't let Muslims come in unvetted. And Soros brags he's running this. I mean, it's just the criminality is unbelievable. Very powerful speech. I'm going to play some of that next hour on the War Room when that kicks off. David Nice is doing a great job as well. It was great having him host the Sunday show yesterday. I watched that last night after I got home. And we've got... I should have led the whole show with this. I mentioned it some, but Assange warned CIA flooding the Democratic Party. They're running over 50 national candidates who are CIA leftists. None of them are covert action people, or you know, they're all pencil pushing globalists that hate this country. That's what they are, is a cancer to destroy the country. And it's all the websites are all built by the same people. This is illegal. And I mean, they're intending to overthrow the country. And they're intended to steal the election. So, and Assange has the documents, so that's up on Infowars.com. That went viral this weekend, but it didn't get the attention after that. It needs to go viral. I'm going to be covering that one way or the other, but this is a really huge article. Assange warns CIA flooding into Democratic Party for 2018 midterms. Assange is also a classical liberal, attacked the UK government for only spending, I think it's like £18 million on human rights stuff and admitting that they're working with radical Islam for sex slavery, you name it. Assange is just an awesome patriot. I can tell you that right now. So far from a Russian agent, just absolutely asinine. Now, briefly before we end the Alex Jones transmission and then go into the War Room, it's going to kick off 2 minutes after that live at Infowars.com/show or on stations around the country. We need your support. I don't have $20,000 in our budget to send a money to Tommy Robinson, but it has to happen because the work he's doing is too critical to everybody. I didn't have $20,000 to send to Project Veritas, but they got us footage that's going to help us win our lawsuits for free speech. And if we don't do this, everybody falls. I don't want to have to do the stuff we're about to have to do. I need major capital. So if you've never supported us before, go buy the fluoride-free toothpaste. It's the best toothpaste out there, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine. Go get a bottle of Cellforce. Go get a bottle of Caveman, a keg of Caveman. You know, get our great probiotics. It's all there. Get the vitamin mineral fusion. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Free shipping ends today. And we're going to have some new sales, but I will tell you, they will not be as deep as this because we're bringing in record money, but not actual money we make to run things. Cause sometimes I just, they do whatever I say around here, and I tell the crew, challenge me sometimes, cause sometimes I'm, you know, not thinking too straight, like not covering the bombing the first hour and a half when it's a mile from us. Or bombings. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the free shipping ends. We need your support. Go there. We've got products you need. High-quality emergency radios, emergency gear, but thousands of items, the best stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and 888-253-3139. We're funding and supporting so many other groups as well. They see us as a mothership. We're a small mothership, but effective. But they are trying to destroy us right now. So we are your vanguard. We need your prayers. Spread all the articles, the videos, support the local stations, and buy the product. Shop with the good guys today at InfoWarsStore.com, and you will checkmate Soros and the globalists. Oh, and we got 45 seconds till break. Tell us what else is coming up when you get back in the command base.
Well, Alex, all types of news. Obviously, we'll be covering the CIA trying to infiltrate the Democrat Party to remove President Trump from office. We've also got former Attorney General of California Kamala Harris accused a man of a hate crime that he never did. Even CNN is blowing that one out of the water. So Kamala Harris is being exposed as a total fraud. I don't think she's going to be able to run for president.
Oh, I mean, 99% of these complaints that liberals file is fake. This stuff filed on us is complete horse pucky. And I, quite frankly, the gloves are off, man. They picked the wrong one to go with that because it's pure BS. And so, everybody, get ready. Hope you enjoy all of us defending our rights. Owen Schroyer coming up. I'm going to be hosting the War Room, though, till he gets here. And Roger Stone and more. Roger will tell us about Russiagate. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWars Live.